You're listening to SBS News.
Canada is to have its first Indigenous Governor-General. Mary Simon, a former diplomat and longtime advocate for Inuit rights, says she wants to help heal the nation. Her announcement comes as Canada grapples with the treatment of its First Nations people, following the discovery of more than 1,000 unmarked graves of children who were forced to attend residential schools. As Canada seeks to reconcile with its painful past, its new Governor-General strides into the history books.
I can confidently say that my appointment is a historic and inspirational moment for Canada and an important step forward on the long path towards reconciliation. This is a moment that I hope all Canadians feel part of, because my appointment reflects our collective progress towards building a more inclusive, just and equitable society.
An Inuk leader, a former broadcaster and diplomat, Mary Simon becomes the Queen's representative in Canada. Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau says the appointment will help Canada move forward.
It is only by reaching out to those around us. It is only by building bridges bringing between people in the north and south, just like in the east and west, that we can truly move forward. Mary Simon has done that throughout her life. I know she will help continue paving that path ahead. Today, after 154 years, our country takes a historic step. I cannot think of a better person to meet the moment.
The appointment comes weeks after hundreds of unmarked graves were discovered at former residential schools in Canada for Indigenous children forcibly separated from their families. Chief Commissioner for the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, Marion Buller, says the move gives her hope.
We can all work together towards a better country, the Canada that we really should and could be. It's a tremendous step. The timing is excellent. We all need hope at this point.
On the same day he announced Canada's new Governor-General, Mr. Trudeau also toured some of the unmarked graves of the children. He also signed an agreement which will, for the first time in 70 years, allow a Canadian Indigenous group to take charge of its own child welfare services.
It is shameful that here in Cowessess and across the country, children died because of the policy of residential schools. Canada must acknowledge the truth, but we must also understand the truth. Even as Canadians from coast to coast to coast are shaking their heads and feeling guilty and terrible about the shameful past that we are coming to grips with as a nation.
While Ms. Simon's appointment has been praised as historic, there are still criticisms. Dominic LeBlanc is the Canadian Minister for Intergovernmental Affairs.
Ms. Simon is not unilingual. She speaks two languages. She speaks her mother tongue of Inuktitut and English, and she has committed to learning to speak French. And we think it's important for the Governor General to be able to relate to Francophones right across the country. And we believe, and she's been very clear, that that will be a priority for her.
There are also suggestions the new Governor-General won't be bold enough in the role, including from First Nations lawyer Breen Willett.
She will toe the line and protect the Government of Canada. We need something more courageous than that right now.
While other critics suspect the move is a distraction, but Nathan Obed, a Canadian politician and current president of the Inuit Tapirit Kanatami Group, disagrees.
Whether this scores political points, whether the Prime Minister has done this exclusively as, a diversion tactic or just, I don't believe that for a second. I also, just to say that we have a lot of business to do with the Prime Minister on this day. I think that the right decision was made, and I think it was made for the right reasons.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.